Thanks, Greg. Yes, I'm backstage with the associate principal flutist, Patrick Williams. It's so great to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to talk to you.
You were born and raised in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, then went to Interlochen, Oberlin, and ended up at Curtis studying with Jeff Kaner.
That's right. Yep.
So it must be pretty fun to be in the orchestra with Jeff.
Oh, it's unlike anything you can imagine. I have to pinch myself some weeks, especially last week when we played Mahler's Fifth Symphony. All four of the flute players were playing in the section together. And it was just so cool to look down to my left and see this man who I've idolized both as a musician and a human for so long.
Well, you started to play the piano at five, I understand, and then you also picked up the flute and the violin. What made you stay with the flute?
Well, as my mom famously says, they decided they had to narrow it down, that I had to play one instrument. At the time, I guess I just liked the sound of it, and that was what I chose. I didn't even have to think about it. So,
did you have some favorite music to play when you were learning to play?
I did. I started in the Suzuki method, so we went through several different volumes of books. And one of my favorite pieces to play was Hungarian Pastoral Fantasy by a composer named Doppler. And he wrote a lot of flute music, but it's just a wonderful piece for beginner flute players.
What did you like about it? The idea that the flute is very lyrical, or what really draws you to it?
Well, I love the range of dynamic expression and especially tone color that you can get on the flute. There's so many possibilities that we have with our vibrato, with darker tone, with a brighter tone. I love that flexibility on the instrument to really be poetic in music.
So I understand that the metal flute was developed in the middle of the 19th century, and there are silver and gold, and yours is gold. What's the difference between silver and gold?
Silver, in my mind, is a bit more flexible, actually, with the tone colors that we can achieve. The metal is a little more responsive, I think, than gold. Gold is a heavier metal. It's harder to get it to warm up, to vibrate. So we have to use a lot more air to really get it out. But once you get it to ring, I think it has a warmer, richer sound, which goes really nice here in the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Cool. Now, your bio talks about your passion for orchestral performance. What do you mean by that?
I think as a musician, it's the ultimate form of expression. There's truly nothing like making music with 100 other people on stage, being all on the same wavelength in terms of the expression that we're trying to achieve, what we're trying to give to the audience, and what we're trying to create together. And I love that collegial part of it, I guess.
And it must be fun sitting right in the middle of all this sound.
It is. And, you know, as a flute player, especially principal flute, you're sitting directly in the middle of the orchestra. So you're completely immersed in what's going on, which is an incredible thrill and also an incredible responsibility because you really have to tie everything together in the middle.
What do you mean?
Both with movement. So how you move can affect the sound, especially because we have this flute that sticks out to the right side. It's almost like another baton for, you know, so in my role, I feel like I'm seeing what the conductor is offering and then trying to show it to my colleagues in a way that channels it evenly throughout the rest of the orchestra.
Do composers write for the flute in different ways? And does this program illustrate those differences?
Absolutely. That's a great question. And of course, every composer has a distinct style. For me, my favorite is Beethoven. I love playing Beethoven in the orchestra. But I would say close second and third are Mendelssohn and Brahms, which we're playing this week. They just have such a talent for understanding the sound of the flute and how it fits into the general orchestral fabric. Brahms writes almost like a string player for the flute, so it's very tiring. We play the whole piece, and you know, I know many string players will say, "Oh, boo-hoo, you know, we have to do that for every concert." But it's a different skill for us as wind players to really blow through an entire program without really resting that much.
And we just heard the Mendelssohn and the Brook. And did you have the last word or the last note in the Mendelssohn?
I did. It's an interesting way to end the piece. Of course, Mendelssohn wrote this piece after taking a trip to Scotland and seeing Fingal's Cave. And I think the music is just so vivid in how it illustrates what he saw and what he felt when he was there. And I think the fact that it ends on this very soft flute note with the pizzicato and the strings, it's very mysterious. And I think that really captures the essence of that part of the world. I actually just took a trip to Northern Ireland and I saw a similar site, which is the Giant's Causeway, which is a World Heritage Site. And I can just completely imagine what Mendelssohn was seeing when he was there.
Oh, wow. Well, it was really beautiful. And we're about to hear the Brahms. Could you tell us what to listen for and tell us about your role, what role the flute plays in the Brahms?
As in many Brahms symphonies, the woodwinds sort of create a choir within the orchestra. Has to be very well blended and in sync with each other in terms of the sound concept, dynamic, articulation. So you'll hear me kind of as what would be the soprano voice in the choir. Not always predominant, but you'll definitely hear me clearly playing the melody in a lot of these movements. There's also a couple solos that are really interesting that kind of are not exactly the most important thing going on, but kind of add texture to this piece, which is so evoking of nature. And where he composed this in Switzerland, I think, is very, yeah, very vivid.
Well, thank you so much for spending a little time with us, Patrick Williams.
It's my pleasure.